Item three,
if we could read it into the record, please.
Item three is an application to rezone the lands, from an R1L residential single-family district to an R2 residential two-family district for 223 Grassy Boulevard under file, DAZ 208-2008.
All right. The applicant before us today is Mr. Al Bernier. Mr. Bernier? You guys come forward and state your name and address for the record, please, Mr. Bernier. And again, we're trying to keep everybody to 10 minutes.
Sure. I'm Al Bernier. I live at 68 Prospect Road. And I'm part of the development company that is applying for the rezoning on this property. That's my wife and I. We just have a numbered company that we do some development in.
Okay.
And we've owned this land for a little over a year. It was a little old house that was there before. We bought it from the previous owner, applied for subdivision, and had the old house moved off, and we had the four lots that have been created, or three new lots that were created. During the process of going through this, we've learned a lot, that's for sure. But it also came to our attention and recognition that there's a fair amount of demand in the area for the opportunity for families to build duplex. And we had this property, the land for sale over the winter, and tried to sell it as one package. Most of our calls that we got were people looking to, like families that wanted, were wondering if it was zoned for duplex because that was appealing to them. And that's one of the reasons we're applying for the rezoning. The other is that it's not a particularly pretty piece of land. And as far as the highest and best use, the land backs onto the river, what is it there, the River East Transcona School Division Yard, which isn't that appealing for somebody who's buying a single family home to, you know, back onto metal shops and parking garage and stuff like that. We recognize also it's on a connecting street. There's a fair amount of multifamily in the area. Grassy Boulevard has side-by-sides, duplexes, that kind of stuff. There's a huge condo development right on the corner of Molson and Grassy. So we're aware that multifamily is consistent with the area. All we want to do is be able to put these lots for sale with the option for whoever buys them to either build a single family or a duplex. And that's really the basis of our application.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
Yes.
Councillor Thomas.
It looks like there's four lots here.
Yep.
And what are you proposing? Two side-by-sides on them?
Duplex, whether it's up and down or side-by-side, is yet to be determined. There's no intention of splitting titles and making smaller lots. These lots are going to stay as they are with two dwellings on each lot under one title. So ideal situations
so,
for large
are you
families.
Saying eight dwellings in there? Is that what you're saying? I'm not clear.
Yeah, there's four lots, a duplex.
There's four lots.
So eight units, not dwellings. Well, I mean, I guess whatever the definition is, but eight units. So if you had side-by-side duplex, for instance, a bi-level or a two-story or something like that, with a party wall down the middle, and
How wide are each of these lots at the front? They're very odd at the back. How wide are they at the front?
They meet all the requirements for the area. The minimum
can't
is 50.
Read this there.
They're 50-50. The two middle ones are 50 feet across. The one to the west is 95 feet across and tapering to the back. And the one on the east side is 140 feet across, also tapering to the back.
Okay, 50-50 are the two in the middle, and
yep.
And 95 on the west,
yep.
And 140
yep.
On the east.
Yep. There was an old house there. It's gone, and I still have to run services into these lots. But from a sellability standpoint, the duplexes are probably most consistent with what would be going in there, although a small single-family house would probably fit the bill just fine.
Yeah,
as well.
You're across from
single-family housing.
Single-family housing.
Yeah, and they're on big lots. They're all 100 feet across, or almost 100 feet across. And I'm well aware that I am across from single-family. As I say, I'm just down the road from a whole bunch of multifamily. But these lots that I have back onto industrial or whatever the zoning is for the Transcona Schoolyard, River East Transcona Schoolyard.
Well, I'm going to listen to what the concerns of the community are, and then I may have more questions for you after.
You bet.
Thanks, Mr. Bernier. We'll call you back towards the end. Thank you. Anybody else registered in support that I don't have here? Anybody registered in support that I didn't that hasn't registered? All right. In opposition, Gord Johnson and Bernice. I'm assuming Johnson as well. Would you like to come forward and state your name and address for the record? And again, Mr. Johnson, welcome. We're limiting it to 10 minutes or less, and go ahead. We might have some questions afterwards.
Okay. Good evening, councilors.
Good evening.
My name is Gord Johnson, 242 Grassy Boulevard. It's hard to even approve a development of this nature because it's blind. He's just wants to sell the land, and he's going to come here. At least the fellow earlier came out with a description of the home that he wants to build. He's not giving us any idea whatsoever what he wants to put across from there. My first question to is why he wants to change the zoning, knowing full well it contradicts with the existing and surrounding area. It is my belief that changes are only proposed for a greater financial gain and with no concern for the existing residents. What happens to the land after he unloads it seems of no concern. No drawings, nothing. Now compare this venture to the development on the corner of Molson and Grassy, similar in oddball shape. Mr. Panchi, also with REMAX, felt he could fill his property with homes that more than complement the surrounding area. He did not come here asking for zoning changes, to my knowledge, but rather put together a development all homeowners are proud of. If that REMAX person can make it work there, why can't it work at 223 Grassy Boulevard?
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Are there any questions?
No. I think I've...
Thank you for your presentation. Jack Warnock and Doreen Warnock. Welcome, Mr. Warnock. Hi. If you could just state your name and address, we're recording everything.
My name is Jack Warnock. I live at 216 Grassy Boulevard. I've been a resident there for 46 years now. And it's been all R1, like there's all single develops. I can't see you accepting this into duplexes because it was just like we have enough traffic on our street already. You know, it's just terrible. I wish the councilor would do something about the traffic. But I hope you reconsider it and just leave it as R1.
Okay. All right, Mr. Warren. Oh, one second. Are there any questions?
No. I heard the concern.
Okay. Councilor Thomas, we've heard your concern. Thank you very much, Mr. Warnock. Mr. Neufeld, John Neufeld. Hi, welcome.
Thank you. My name is John Neufeld. I'm of 226 Grassy Boulevard. And our concern has been the amount of traffic, how council would even consider putting another 8 cars, potentially each couple could have a car. You had another 8 cars on that street. Lillian Thomas, she's been at our house. She's looked at the traffic, and she agreed it's unbelievable how we guys get onto the street. And that to go and take and plan and put 8 more units on there, potentially 8 more cars, something need to be done about Grassy. The traffic is horrendous, and yet you see Concordia overpass. As far as I'm concerned, it's hardly used compared to what should be used. There should be something to the fact where Grassy would have at least no turning onto Grassy between 4 and 6. Traffic around, we can hardly get across the street. And are any of you aware that there's small kids in that street?
Yeah.
They're small kids.
Yeah.
One is 4 and one's going to be 6. We hate to think those are our grandchildren. We hate to think our grandkids aren't even wanting to go to school, go to the other side of the street. I myself have a challenge to get across the street, walk across. It's dangerous. It's not just taking saying no to that development, but man, counselors, let's do something about Grassy. You know, there's thousands and thousands of cars a day. I'm seeing thousands. I don't know if any of you got the numbers right now. I was going to try to check them. I couldn't get hold of them. But I'm sure you are all aware there's thousands, starting at Transcona. It's a feeder route all the way through. Now, Henderson and who knows where, something surely can be done. We're paying taxes, good taxes. We're paying proper taxes. The only other thing, suggestion I would have, and this might seem funny, is drop all our taxes and take them off of our buildings, and we might consider staying. But I don't think I'd even... It is just so... It's so absurd that... No, the traffic, it is dangerous to the point of when life and limb is at danger. I got a real problem, and we are concerned for our grandchildren. I hope you will take that in consideration.
And thank you for your passion, Mr. Neufeld, your presentation. Are there any questions? No, seeing none. Kelly Ewart and Debbie Ewart. Hi. Would you like to come forward? Kelly, state your name and address for the record.
I'm Kelly Ewart. I'm at 228 Grassy Boulevard. And John was actually talking about my children. And it is definitely a big concern of ours. When you have small children and you have thousands of cars, we're talking thousands, like in the summer, we're talking 15,000 cars sometimes in a day. That is way too many. And adding more houses, eight houses, possibly, now we have eight more cars, that how are they going to get out of those driveways, for one? We have a nice little turnaround in ours so that we can turn around. Are they going to use our driveway to turn around to get out? You know, we have a lot of concerns about that. We have concerns about, for one thing, that the sidewalk is on the other side. There is no sidewalk on our side. So when our children are going to be walking to school, we have to cross that busy road. There are two crossings. We have to go farther way down on one side or take the lights at Lash. Lash is a very dangerous because you have a yield on the one side there, so that traffic turning into Grassy is a very, very dangerous spot for kids. I'm totally opposed to this. This is, and the
so
amount
you,
of taxes...
You were registered for information, so I should change that to
oppose, yes.
Opposition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And like the amount of taxes that we're paying is, it's ridiculous that we have to live with this. So I believe that something can be done, a crosswalk or something that's going to stop this. It's just it's unbelievable. Like, we're a residential area, yet we have 15,000 cars coming through. Is that right? Is that right?
No.
No. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Ewart. Thank you. Any questions? I didn't ask earlier, is there anybody else registered in opposition that I haven't called yet? I have another person for information here, but anybody else registered for opposition that did not register at the door on this matter? No? Seeing none. Register for information, C.W. Saborowski?
That's me.
Mr. Saborowski, are you just registered for information or... Come forward?
Yes, for information.
Okay.
You have some questions?
Yes.
Okay, please come forward. Thanks. State your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Chris Saborowski, 1425 Molson Street.
Welcome.
I'm asking a couple questions because, as my neighbors have previously remarked, they're... hasn't been a lot of information forthcoming about what we might possibly see on this street that has remained the same for many decades. Admittedly, there have been some multifamily developments. There's the Barron Estates on the corner of Molson and Grassy across from my house, which is a about a three-story adult living complex. It was done very tastefully, nicely landscaped, and underground parking. Other than that, the only multifamily has been there for decades already. Other than that, the streets remain pretty much unchanged for at least 20 or so years. So my concern would be, I don't quite follow these proceedings, if that's at all right. I've never been to one of these affairs before. So what exactly is the questions being decided here tonight?
Tonight we're potentially deciding on the rezoning pertaining to this. Right now, as it was advertised, it was zoned as R1L, and to changing it to an R2 district, which would allow, if it were changed by the committee, this committee makes a recommendation, it goes forward to council. Council makes a final decision, but it would change it so that you would potentially see side-by-sides on the different lots that are there now, or duplexes. Right. So that's the process that's here before you. But if you have any issues for information, you could raise them now that the applicant may be able to respond to. So,
well, in that case, having had some more information, I would say I would have to change to opposition then.
Okay.
I'm on the lot adjoining the property under development, and I also have a background in construction, and just to my eye, those look like awfully narrow lots. My wife and I found it hard to believe there would be four properties in that space when previous to that there had only been four houses on that block in total, and now there was going to be four in the space of one lot. So to look at that then mushrooming into eight households residing in that single slice seems a little unreasonable.
Okay. So you're saying that there was actually one house on that lot?
Yes.
And now when it goes from there, dividing it into four lots, each to have two, seems excessive to you?
Yes. Well, basically, looking out my kitchen window, it would go from looking at one very small dollhouse to, I don't know, I haven't seen any plans or suggestions, but for all I know, there could be something two-story pushed right up against the property line.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? No. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else registered in opposition who hasn't registered? All right, anybody here registered for information who hasn't registered on this item? Seeing none, I'll call Mr. Bernier back. This is an opportunity for you to respond, to raise new information, or not raise new information, but to respond to the new information and information you may have heard.
Sure. I can appreciate my neighbor's concerns about the traffic. Grassy has been a busy connector for many years, and I know some of my neighbors have been there for a long time. The gentleman with the young children, I'm not sure how long he's been there, but I don't think the traffic just started this year, and so it probably was there, you know, at the time when he bought. I can appreciate that, you know, this would be a concern. The subdivision has been approved. There are four titles and four new lots. And as I said, I want to be able to have something there that would most suit those lots. There is a demand. I sell real estate also. I'm a real estate agent. And what I've gleaned from our changing market, house prices have shot up through the roof. Because of the cost of housing, more and more families are taking the route of building something together, where two families go under the same roof. This will not be eight new dwellings. This will be four new dwellings, whether it stays a single family or duplex. It's still going to be four structures. There are a lot of beautiful duplex plans out there these days. You travel into some of the small towns like Niverville and St. Pierre, and you see gorgeous duplexes with, you wouldn't know they're a duplex when you drive up, double attached garage on the front of the house. One half of the garage goes to one side, the other half goes to the other side, and as I say, when you drive up, you don't even realize you're pulling up to a duplex because they even share the same driveway. And so, unlike the duplex rows that were built back in the 50s and 60s over on the beach and Kent Road and that kind of stuff, that's just not happening these days. Modern construction makes for a much more beautiful a beautiful structure than what used to be or what is around. And so, as I say, there will be four structures. I'm proposing this because it's going to meet a demand that is very strong and does exist. The traffic flow on Grassy today is not new. It's been there, and it's been there for a long time. The other development that was proposed by Mr. Panchi was of a completely different nature, in a sense that he was developing almost a little community there. He had 20-some lots. I've got four lots in a row, and my lots that I've subdivided are bigger than anything around there. If you go into Panchi's subdivision, his lots range from 40 to 42 feet across, or maybe 46 at the widest, and the houses are squished in pretty tight. If you go across the road on Highway 59 into the New Harborview subdivision, lots range from 38 feet across to 44 feet across, and again, that is the nature of our marketplace. Because of high prices, developers and builders are shrinking the land size, making for smaller dwellings side by side. These four lots, when you look at them, you can see they're good. They're all good-sized lots. And when you put a brand new structure on there, it's going to look a whole lot better than what was there. There was a little old house that was had seen better days, and backing onto some ugly commercial space. Nice new dwellings with whether it's attached garages or whatever are going to enhance the view of that street. As I say, the number of lots isn't going to change. The four lots are there, and I mean, honestly, if my neighbors are, I'd offer to sell them the land. I mean, there's four lots. If they all want to pitch in and buy a lot each and make sure that nothing goes up across the road from them, I'm all for that. I shouldn't have bought it in the first place. Well,
please.
It was a half acre.
Direct
lot.
Your comments to the committee, please, Mr. Rooney.
Well, I'm just responding to a comment. It was a half acre lot with a little house on it, and half acre lots just don't exist. I understand the comments before of, how the lots are getting smaller. That was one half acre of land with a little house, and it was unserviced. That house that was there before had a well and a septic field, was not hooked up to city services, did not have natural gas, and eventually was going to have to get hooked up to city services. Well, I'm paying the cost of that. I'm paying the cost of that times four to do this. And as I say, my goal is to sell at least three of the lots, possibly build on one of them, but I'm open to whatever comes down the road. I do have a couple of builders that are interested in pursuing these lots and building some nice structures. I'm hoping that puts some of the concerns to rest. It's not going to be row housing. It's not going to be an apartment building. It is going to be nice, tidy structures that are going to be landscaped and are going to vastly improve the view across the street compared to what is there now. Right now, these folks look out their front window and they see industrial buildings.
All right. I'm going to ask the councillor of the area first if she has any questions.
Well, first, I want to clarify from the local planner. He says he now has the capacity to have four single family structures there. So that's already been done with the Cunningham?
Yes. He's currently zoned.
It says R1L.
R1L is... SR stands for residential one single family, and L's for large lot. It was zoned R1L when he had the little house on it, and like you said, he had a half acre site, and he went through a short form subdivision a couple of years ago, I think last year, and created
the
four lots.
That didn't have to come to the community committee to go from one lot to four lots.
No, it doesn't. That's called a lot split. That just goes through a short form subdivision process that does not require council approval.
So there's no other duplexes around the area. There's, like you say, smaller homes or smaller lots across the street on the west side of Molson Avenue. There's smaller lots behind you when you go to Eaglemere. But on the street where you are, we're looking at lots that are 60 feet minimum, some wider than that, and I'm the two smallest lots that you have are 50 feet, and then you have a 95 and a 140. I'm curious as to why you wouldn't be satisfied with four houses there that you're coming here and asking. You've already gone from one house to four houses. Without the input of the community or the ward counselor, yeah. Why would you want to go to eight?
I'm not going to eight structures. I'm going to four structures just the same.
That's it. You're going to eight residences.
Okay. Because I've had requests to supply that. I've had more requests for somebody having the opportunity to build a two-family structure there than for single-family structure. And so that, because I'm in the industry of selling real estate, I'm understanding where the supply and the demand meet. And actually, it's only about 200 yards to the nearest duplex, which is grassy west of Molson. So I'm not way out as far as conforming with the area. And those are actually, those are not duplexes. Those are side-by-sides, attached homes with separate titles for each side. And that's not what I'm proposing here.
Okay. Those are my questions. Thank you.
I have one question, Ms. Marie. Did you meet with residents before coming forward or filing for an application to do this rezoning?
The rezoning, no. When I spoke with the city, first of all, in the subdivision, everything I did conformed with what the city allows for. And across from my property, there's about, I haven't counted, four, five, six houses that are directly across, and they have nice big lots for sure. And what they're, if this goes through, what they're going to be looking at is brand new construction of also nice big houses. And
that
so
was
when
the, my question
okay,
was
but when
did,
I,
did you consult with them prior to filing your application here?
No, I checked.
That was my question.
Okay.
That was my question. Any questions?
I've never done this before. I'm new to this.
Did the city suggest to you that you talk to the residents ahead of time before you file your application?
No, I made the application, and it was consistent with. It was consistent with the zoning for the area, for the sizes, and everything was consistent. I didn't foresee this. I'm a little bit caught off guard that I'm undergoing opposition. So had I known, I might have gone and approached the neighbors first and talked to them about it and maybe put some of their fears at ease. One of them called me today, and I chatted today or yesterday. Anyways, we chatted for a bit about it. But that's all I heard. The sign went up 2 weeks ago as per requirements. And I hadn't heard from anybody until today, as one of the neighbors did phone me, but I'm not sure which. And what I would like to, anyways, that's all
right. No, thank you. Councillor Bawadi, Councillor Thomas, any questions? No. Thanks very much, Mr. Bernier. Thanks for coming.
So I'm
the committee is now going to deliberate on it and then make a decision on it today. The committee here can only make a recommendation.
Yeah.
From here, it goes forward to the Standing Committee of Property Development and then on to council.
Mm-hmm.
So,
for this meeting, I'm done? Like, we're done here tonight? Or do you need to...
Well, I guess it depends on what the decision of the committee is.
Okay.
Councillor Thomas, did you have anything to add at this point? Or?
No, I'm ready for
me. The reason I'm asking, I'm negotiating offers on three different houses tonight for clients of mine. It's a busy night in the real estate business. So I...
We'll deliberate on it right now, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah, just
great.
To let you know.
I'm going to be out in the hall returning some calls.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll move